What's up, internet? It's Brandon
and Jesse,
and you're listening to Pops Couture. That's right, your podcast for all things dad
and all things rad.
That's right. So how you been, man?
I'm good. I just got back Monday night. I almost didn't know I was gonna make it back. I was in the old great city of Boston.
Boston. Wicked cool, man. Wicked. They say wicked. Wicked pissa.
Yeah. So I
You know they call shopping carts, don't you?
No.
A carriage.
Huh.
They gotta go over to Jewel Osco and get a carriage to get my pumpkin for Thanksgiving. It's gonna be wicked.
Ah.
I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't talk to really many people.
Gotcha. My friend Dan is from Boston.
Yeah.
We might have to get him on the show.
That'd be fun. But I went to the famous street, Newberry.
Okay.
And had an amazing lunch from a place called, I think, Tate Cafe.
Okay.
Or Tate Cafe.
Yeah.
It was from the region of Northern Africa.
Yeah, nice.
Egyptian style, like chickpea. Oh,
always.
Tomato sauce, potato thing.
Sweet.
Unbelievable. And then walked around Newberry Street. It was freezing and raining, so I didn't do a lot of walking, but just wanted to explore a little bit. And I have another friend who has...
Now, were you there? You were there teaching?
Teaching.
Okay.
Work. Cool. So awesome. I always try to go into each city,
mm-hmm.
and I try to find a good hike,
okay,
a good restaurant, and a good donut.
Okay, that makes sense.
I didn't hike, found really good food.
There's not really anywhere to hike in Boston. I guess you could walk around the...
Not downtown,
ocean.
But like there's a lot of hiking in the surrounding area.
Yeah, New England, yeah.
But so then I actually had to drive like 50 minutes to a place called Newberry Port, right on the ocean. Amazing salon. Shout out to Interlocks Salon.
Nice.
And they were right on the ocean right there. And found good donuts, had amazing class.
Awesome.
And I got to sit in this Delta Sky Club.
Nice, dude. You got upgraded.
4 hours.
You're the man.
And watch some Netflix.
You're the real deal.
So that's me.
Wow. And here you are taking time out for this show.
Hey, you know, this is what I love to do.
Well, speaking of taking time out, I took a time out over the weekend.
Oh,
and
what'd you do?
I got in trouble for it.
Ugh.
I got a technical foul for my time out. So
Hold up. A technical foul. How does... Let's be clear. You were the coach. You're not playing.
No, I'm a coach for Little League basketball.
Okay.
For the school system.
Oh.
Fourth and fifth graders.
But Nash is on one of the teams.
Nash is on the fifth grade team.
Okay.
So I volunteer.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm you know, we've talked about to coach or not to coach before. What episode was that? Bleacher Screecher.
I'm going to go with like five or
six.
Yeah,
look up our episode Bleacher Screecher, and it's all about, you know, should you coach? How involved should you get? The whole deal. So you can learn some things there. Well, evidently, I didn't learn enough.
No.
So we're in the middle of a game, fifth grade game.
Okay.
Close game. Coming into the half, my boys were down like 7 or 8, and they needed a pep talk. And the pep talk was, you guys are going to lose unless you stop and block the lane, like help defense. Like,
okay.
Come over. And stop them from going straight down the lane and scoring. So I gave them kind of a real talk message at halftime. They came out performing great. They played their little hearts out. They did great. They got us back. The game is tied, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, game's getting pretty hectic towards the end. There was a loose ball. I tried to call a timeout. I didn't get the call. It's okay. Game goes on. Comes down. 4 seconds left.
Okay.
4 seconds. Tie game. My guy has the ball. So because before they didn't hear my timeout, the ref closest to me was not looking my way.
Yeah.
So I run over to him.
Beyond where you're actually supposed to be.
Well, I mean, our league's pretty lenient about
getting on the floor. Did you go past half court?
Absolutely. I run out in front of the ref's ear, full hand motions, yelling, timeout, timeout. Time out. And it was just, I've never done this. This is my first year coaching. So it's intense. It's a tie game. The clock's running down. I'm trying to get my time out. Well, evidently, I was a little too boisterous.
Yeah.
With my my approach,
yeah.
My body language.
Yeah.
And the referee on the other side of the court calls a technical foul on me.
Teed you up?
Teed me up. And so here I am, arms crossed, realizing, oh my gosh, I just lost this game. So they send the other team, they send one of their kids to the line. He gets two shots. He makes one. Game winner.
And they get the ball
back. So we had to sit there and watch the clock run out.
Yeah. But this is the thing.
It's a killer.
This is a good parenting slash coaching moment. So
yeah, I learned a lot.
Let's say that, or let's ask this.
Okay.
Game's over.
Yep.
You're in the huddle.
Yep.
Recapping the game.
Yeah.
What'd you tell them?
I said, kids, I said, don't be upset. I said, you played great. You did everything I asked of you. This one's on me.
Yeah.
And at the time, you know, I was still processing it. You know, the kids were frustrated. But I said, you guys played great. I was like, you know, we'll get them next week. But then after the weekend, we practice on Mondays. I came in Monday and I said, guys, I need to talk to you. And so we're sitting there and I said, first and foremost, I want to apologize for the technical foul on Saturday. You guys had a chance to win. The game was tied. You had possession of the ball and you didn't get a chance to try to win because of the technical foul. I said, so I apologize. I will do better. And I said, we're going to move on. I said, you know, I ask you guys to do your best. I need to do my best. So as a coach, I owned it, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
And, you know, we're going to move forward. But yeah, my first technical foul.
I feel like in the movies, it would be like, sorry, guys. That was all my fault. But we're all going to go get pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get pizza? Exactly.
No, we didn't get pizza.
Didn't get pizza.
No, we didn't get pizza. But concerning fouls, happy Thanksgiving, man. This is the Thanksgiving
F-O-W-L.
Episode. Yeah, the F-O-W-L. Foul. This is the Thanksgiving episode.
Do we have music
for this? Thanksgiving. That wasn't great.
That was not it. But
what would your Thanksgiving jingle be?
It would be, I don't know. I don't got one.
You ain't got one? How do you not got one?
Because
I can come up with Thanksgiving jingles all day long.
Well, because you...
Thanksgiving.
Oh, you're just coming up with them.
Yeah, of course.
I'm thinking like actual song.
I thought you were talking trash about my little opener. What would your opener
be like
for the Thanksgiving show?
I would go a little Boys and Men like action. I'd be like, yo, today we're going to be eating some turkey. We got some mashed potatoes, green bean casserole. Get the stuffing out, put it in a bowl and serve it. That would be mine.
That was amazing.
We might need to record that.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sweating.
I might remix that.
I am sweating right now just doing that.
Wow.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So anyway.
But I think we will have.
that was awesome. I'm going to remix that. I'm going to put it to a beat, and I'm going to give it to the people.
Because
the listeners of this show want to hear the Thanksgiving song.
Well, that is our first song to the Turkey Day playlist.
Oh, my gosh. You're right. We're going to release a Turkey Day playlist.
Yes. On Spotify.
With an original.
Oh, my God. I'm sweating.
Oh, my gosh.
I need to take my sweatshirt
I don't know if we'll be able to get it on Spotify fast enough. It takes a second to get it on Spotify, but we will make this happen. They will have access to this special edition Thanksgiving song we just recorded.
Okay.
Because that was the vocals. You just tracked it.
Done.
All right. Oh, my gosh. Well, we'll release it on social media.
Okay.
Sorry.
Instagram.
All right. We got to get into the show.
Whoa.
Guys, it is Thanksgiving week. The Thanksgiving special edition is right here in your hands, and we are so excited because we're going to help you get through the holidays. So we're going to kick this off with the only way we know how is the throwback Thanksgiving. So we got to start somewhere.
Yeah, we do.
So what do you remember? Let's start from a place of shared experience.
Okay.
Me and you.
Yes.
at Nana's house.
Oh yeah.
So I remember.
Okay.
That in her living room when we were kids, she had like an orange shag carpet. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It's like a speckled orange shag carpet.
Real quick, because there might be brand new listeners.
Okay.
Brandon and I are cousins. Nana.
Yeah.
Is our grandmother.
Yeah. We call her Nana. Yeah. She's since passed away.
And we call her Nana. Yeah. So, okay. Orange carpet.
Orange carpet. And I remember in the living room, there was the big table.
Yep.
Set by the window.
Yep.
And she didn't have a big house.
No.
But we were all there.
How? I have no clue.
So, like, I was talking to my mom about this earlier today. I mean, you had your brother, your sister.
Yep.
Your mom and dad.
Yep.
Uncle Steve, Aunt Jan,
yep.
Aunt Diana, Uncle Mike, Joyce. I mean, the whole jam. You had me, Eric,
and sometimes the Grays would come.
Sometimes the Gray family would come from up in
Evansville. Yeah,
and so there'd be all these people in there. I didn't even know how that happened.
I don't know. We had to move out the Longaberger baskets to fit everybody.
Oh yeah,
in there.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good memory. So Nana collected the Longaberger baskets. Yeah,
man.
Man, that's good. And I remember that when she served, she was a great cook.
Amazing.
And so she would, you know, we would go up there a lot of times, like early in the day, because she lived right up the street.
Yeah,
you guys lived not too far away as well. And I remember when she, you know, when bringing out the food, she had these like big white serving dishes. You remember those?
Oh yeah.
And then you got mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes. Joyce would make the sweet potatoes.
The sweet potatoes. This is so there was never enough mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
And the sweet potato, I don't know why I remember this, but the sweet potato casserole thing that she would make.
Yeah.
It had like, because it was in such a like clean white dish.
Yeah.
Like almost like the burnt edge.
Oh, yeah.
Around
the crispy edge. Yeah.
Around it. Yeah. It was just like, and why I thought this, I have no clue, but I was like, I'm so glad I don't have to do these dishes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because that would never come off.
Did you sit at the big table or off to the side?
Little table.
You're at the little table.
Yeah.
Well, you're a couple years younger than me.
I don't think that's why. I think because I was much smaller than you and Eric. my favorite memory, and this didn't happen every time, but one of my favorite memories is when we would be outside playing. Because a lot of times it wasn't always cold. We'd be outside, regardless if it was, we'd be outside playing in the backyard. And the dinner bell would go off. The dinner triangle.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah,
Nana had a wrought iron.
Yeah, I think that's what it's
wrought
called.
Wrought iron?
Yeah.
Black wrought iron.
Cast iron?
Cast iron, maybe?
Maybe.
Hanging up right in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And she would stand out on that little itty bitty back like step.
Yeah.
And and ring that bad boy.
Dude, I forgot about that until just now.
Really?
Yeah.
You know why? That's another reason why I would never forget about it is because when I was little, I wanted to hit it.
Yeah.
I hit it, dropped off the nail that it was hanging on,
man.
Right onto my noggin.
You know, for whatever, man, that's horrible.
I thought I got knocked out. And then my mom was like.
For whatever reason, that just made me remember she had a wooden garbage can.
Yeah.
With a lid.
With the lid.
Like an old-fashioned garbage can. Oh, man. Gosh, man, those are good times.
Yeah.
She had a cookie jar too, the one on top of the microwave, and she would she knew if you were trying to get in there.
Yeah. The strangest thing was the washer and dryer in the kitchen.
It was right there in the kitchen, wasn't it?
Yeah. You're like,
why you got to put it somewhere.
Why is it in the kitchen?
I don't know. So Nana's is great. That's good. What about
Nana?
What about other do you have other? What are your other throwback Thanksgiving? You know, was that a big holiday for you outside of that? Like, did your family do, or like your recent family, do you and Jasper and Kay do anything, or are you, do you have any like memories?
Growing up, my parents were divorced. So like, I mean, I remember little, you know, going to Nana and stuff like that, but yeah. Thanksgiving and Christmas were always a little kind of like iffy because it was like, do I go with my mom's?
Back
do I go with
forth.
My dad? So it was, you know, like we didn't really have too many traditions. Kaylin and I and Jasper typically would go to my mom's or Kaylin's sister's house. And it, again, it's very traditional. But one thing that we do that outside of like family is we do Turkey Bowl. Turkey Bowl is a football game that I play with friends. Shout out to Joshua Wagner.
How many years has this happened?
Josh has been doing it, I think, 12.
Wow.
I've been involved 6.
Okay.
And
are we talking full tackle football?
No. Flag football.
Okay.
Flag football. And we play at Pioneer Park.
Okay.
So shout out to Josh Wagner, because he does really put it, he organizes it. The last couple years I've thrown in some help getting some flags and stuff like that. But he's really the organizer behind it, and we have like a trophy that goes to the winner. We have rings that we give out. Josh's wife makes cookies. But last year,
how many people are we talking about?
There's normally 20 to 24 people.
Wow. Like 11 on 11?
No, more like 6 on 6, and we play two games.
And then they meet.
And it's a blast. But last year, and I'm not like a, oh, let's just kind of play around. It's hard for me not to be competitive.
Yeah, or to be all in.
I'm all in.
Full speed.
So I catch a ball, you know, post route. I come across the middle, and I step in this ditch.
Oh, no.
And my knee hyperextended back. And I thought I broke my leg. I finished the game.
Yeah.
And my knee hurt for like 8 months.
Wow.
And I was like, you know what?
Time to retire.
This year.
Yeah.
Kaylin and Jasper don't know this yet. But I think I'm going to make them go to a place called Earth Joy Tree something.
From the show we talked about with Adventure Mom.
Yes.
So instead of going on the Turkey Bowl.
Yes.
You want to take your immediate family,
Kaylin,
wife and son, to a tree house.
Yes.
I love it. I think it's great.
And so Jasper has no clue.
Yeah.
Kaylin.
Hesitant.
Is like I sent her a text and I said, check this out. And then last night when I came home, I said, hey, did you look at the text message? She goes, it's too much to process right now. I can't do it.
Oh, too much to
process. So she didn't even look at it, basically, was what she was saying. And so I might just book it and be like, this is what we're doing. Because she said she wanted to get away for the holidays. I said, okay, this is how we're going to get away. Yeah. So you can bring your dogs. I'll put something in the show notes for a link for it. And then I come to find out that my mom knows the people that own it.
Wow.
Really well. Went to school with her.
What do you know?
So
everybody needs a treehouse guy.
Everybody needs a treehouse. Yeah. So what about you?
That's cool. So one of my favorite Thanksgiving memories was of recent. We went and decided for the first time to do Thanksgiving with just my immediate family.
Okay.
And we ended up going to Marco Island to the JW Marriott.
Where's Marco Island?
Down in Florida, south. And so we had some Marriott points that we used. And so we headed down there to do Thanksgiving on the beach.
Like where else would Florida be?
Yeah, it's south, down south. You asked. I mean, I didn't know if you maybe you didn't know. I don't. You know what I mean?
You're like Florida.
Yeah,
down south.
Exactly.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it was fun, man. They had this big Thanksgiving meal.
Okay.
You know, we made friends on the beach and we ended up eating Thanksgiving dinner with them. And I don't know. It was a good time to just sort of like be together.
How long were you guys away?
Like a week.
Nice.
It was great.
Drive?
We flew down.
Oh, you flew.
And
okay.
We didn't have to go to any family's house. We didn't have to do that, parade around with the kids or any of that stuff. It was great.
But not that you don't enjoy that and love your family.
Sure, we love our family, but it's nice to get away.
It is.
So I would highly recommend you parents listening that if you're ever like, oh my gosh, I just want a year off.
Yeah.
Take it.
Yeah.
Take the year off. Take your family, just your kids, your spouse, your partner.
Yeah.
And go do your thing.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's not selfish.
The past week, you may or may not know, if this is the first time listening, I'm a hairstylist. And so I talk to people every day, a lot of people every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so a general question is, oh, hey, you know, what are you going to do for holidays? And it's pretty interesting to hear the reactions.
Yeah.
you hear like people that are excited about, oh, we're going to go and we're going to hang out with like whoever's family, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But then you also get the, oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we got to do this and we got to do that. And so
yep.
it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, there can be some drama involved.
Family drama.
We'll get to that in just a minute. Oh, but before you get to the family drama, you got to get to the family.
You do.
And the only thing you can do is either you're flying or driving. A lot of people listening to this show are road tripping this thing.
Yeah.
And that's why we have got some fun stuff for you. So we're going to jump into this next segment here. We're calling roadkill, as in killing some time on the road. So,
but you may see some roadkill.
Yeah. So so I'm going to throw out a game. This is a family favorite of ours. This is a road game. I like to call it beard or no beard.
Never heard of it.
Here's how the game works.
Let's know.
Those of you listening, hopefully you're listening to the show. Maybe you're in the car on your way to Thanksgiving right now.
Yeah.
And you're like, huh, we need something to do. Well, guess what? Here's a game for you right now. It's called beard or no beard. So it is there's about a 50% chance that a semi truck driver has a beard. So that makes it exciting. Okay. So here's how the game works. Everyone in the car, as you're approaching a semi, so if you're driving, the semi that's in front of you that you're about to pass, that's your target.
Okay.
Everybody places their bets before you pass the truck driver.
Okay.
Everyone places their bets. Beard, no beard.
Okay.
That's the simplest form of the game. Now, there are ways to make it more complex and more fun.
Yeah.
So you can go beard or no beard.
Okay.
So then as you drive past the truck, someone verifies, typically not the driver. So either, you know, the passenger or the kids on the side will verify it's a beard or no beard.
Driver safety.
Yes. If it's a beard and you call beard, 1 point.
Okay.
If it's no beard and it's a no beard, you get a point.
Okay.
Keep your own score.
So now is there a requirement for length of beard?
No. It's just beard or no beard. Now, here's where it starts to get fun.
Would I be considered a beard?
Yeah. If it's noticeably enough that it's a beard.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you can kind of make up your own rules, but.
Yeah. I mean, you're whoever is assessing is the judge.
Oh.
You know, so if they feel like it was scruff and it wasn't a beard, that's up to them.
Okay.
So
I like it.
And there could be a debate, you know, the kids in the back could be like, oh no, that was definitely a beard.
Controversial. I mean,
that's part of the game.
I like it.
Now you can make it more complicated by throwing in mustache.
Okay.
Mustaches, a mustache only is a little more rare than a beard or a no beard. So that's 2 points.
Okay.
Is a mustache.
Okay.
Then here's the kicker. This is worth 3 points.
Okay.
Woman.
Oh.
Woman, because.
With a beard?
Just a second. Woman, because there's not a higher percentage of female drivers in the truck driving industry.
Okay.
Now that's changing, I assume.
Yeah.
As our culture progresses. But I can tell you right now, from experience playing this game, very rarely do you get a woman. Now, here's the kicker. The woman's worth 3 points.
Okay.
Game winner is if you call bearded woman or bearded lady.
I like it.
So if you call bearded lady and it turns out a bearded woman's driving the truck, game over, you win. Automatic victory.
100%.
Beard or no beard.
I like it. So I'm going to add something. Now, this could be like simple.
Okay.
And this could be fun. Honk or no honk. So you're approaching.
Okay.
And everybody says, okay, are they going to honk? Are they not going to honk? And you throw up the honk sign.
We're still talking truck drivers.
Yeah.
Okay. Semis. So by honk, hopefully everyone on the show knows the honk sign. But if you don't, take your fist right now and point it to the ceiling. You should be making a right angle with your arm and your elbow. And then pull down twice with your fist and your elbow like a pump
choo-choo,
it up.
Like a choo-choo train. Yeah.
That honk, is the honk honk. Honk.
Simple. So I think that would be a fun game.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I just made it up. Honk or no honk.
I like that. That's good.
So as you approach, honk or no honk.
So yeah, that's fun.
Do you have any other games?
Oh, I got all sorts of games. So I'm actually in my family, I'm well known for what we call dad games.
Okay.
So it's basically where I just make stuff up.
Okay.
So, but anyway, the next game, this isn't really a game. This is an activity that's actually a lot of fun.
Okay.
So what we'll do a lot of times is we will take turns saying things that we like or love about our family members. So, like, you would say,
moms first, right? So everybody starts off. And so, you know, I would say, you know, what I love about mom is that she makes the best spaghetti ever.
Okay.
And then Elle would go, my daughter would go, what I love about mom is, you know, she takes me to farmers markets on the weekend. And then Nash would say, what I love about mom is her snuggles or whatever.
Okay.
And then you kind of like, everybody goes, and then you move on to the next person, Elle. And then it's just a fun way to sort of pass the time, but also it turns out to be really like fun and encouraging for like people to, it's nice to hear verbally the things that people appreciate about you.
For sure.
So that's a little, there's a little, little
I like it.
Little something there, isn't that? What do you, yeah. What do you think? So what would you say? Like, let's play it right now, me and you.
Uh-oh.
So you go first.
Okay. What I like about Brandon.
Okay.
Is his creativity and his eagerness to always make friends.
Nice. That's good. See how fun this is?
I like it.
See, what I like about Jesse is he's the only other person that gets excited about the dumbest things in life like I do. And so he gets so excited, and I love that. Yep. You have a joy and a vibrancy. See, it's a good game.
I like,
so,
they like it. So and my love game. Language is words of affirmation.
There you go.
So you can continue.
Exactly. So another way, another variation
yeah.
of this game is funny memories.
Okay.
And so you say, oh, you know, my favorite memory or my favorite, you know, whatever about, you know, Nash or whatever is, you know, when he was little and he was growing up, he would call fire trucks tire fucks. And then, you know, we would all laugh about it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, next person, L, shares a story. You know, you get the idea. So everybody in the car,
I like it,
is taking turns sharing funny stories. And it just makes for a great time to just be together as a family, especially when you're in the car.
Okay.
What about, you got any other?
Well, Jasper, Kaylin, and I, we don't take road trips, really.
Okay.
But growing up.
Yeah.
One of my favorite games was Riddly Diddly IDD.
No, is that the same? That's the same I Spy.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, did you guys say Riddly Diddly growing up?
Let me finish.
Sorry.
Riddly Diddly IDD. I see something that you don't see, and it is blank.
Mm.
Or Riddly Diddly IDD. I see a color that you don't see, right. And the color is bluish green.
Right. And then you guess.
And then you guess it. Yeah. So that was one of my favorites.
So the reason I ask is like, I know a lot of people who only know that game as I Spy
yeah.
with my little eye. And then if I say Riddly Diddly, they're like, what? So I don't know if maybe it's a Midwest regional thing. I'm not sure.
That or.
But I grew up, my dad taught me it was Riddly Diddly.
Yeah, that or a age.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, like a generation.
You're born
gap.
Between 1977 and 1982. You probably know Riddly Diddly. If you're born after 82, you probably know.
I Spy,
because there was a book called I Spy.
Okay, so the book changed
things. Yeah, I think the book changed things. Okay. Another one was just trying to pick out objects in the clouds.
Oh, yeah.
And then whoever else is in the car with you try to find the cloud that you see the yeah. alligator.
Sure.
And then
every time I play that game, like somebody will be like, oh, it's a poodle. And I'll be like, oh, it looks like a hot dog.
Yeah.
Like there's like different interpretations.
Yeah. So. Alligator is easy to find. A whale yeah. is easy to find.
The state of Kentucky is easy to find.
State of Kentucky. Yes.
It's basically a cloud shape.
Yeah. Like I see Kentucky.
Yeah.
I would say those are probably my two favorite. But like these aren't road trips, but
dad games
yeah. would be I would pick Jasper up from say, you know, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And if he had a couple friends in there, each person got to pick a song.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
so cool. Then you play, like, your favorite song.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then everybody sings along.
Yeah, DJ. Sort of like rotate yeah. who the DJ
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, like, you always have that one person that picks, like, the not so cool song.
Right, right.
And everybody always gives them crap. They're like, yeah. What? We're not playing this. And they're like, this is my song. It's my turn.
Yeah.
So
that's funny.
It's good stuff. One of Jasper's favorites was Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, classic.
And he would kill it. He knows awesome. Every word. It's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
Another easy game is Car Color Countdown. So you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
That is if you were born after 1990.
Well, no, like nine. So you're in the car and you're like, okay, we're going to say, okay, the countdown number is 10.
Okay.
So the first person to 10. So basically, like, I would call green, you would call red.
Okay.
So when I get to 10 green cars, I win.
Oh.
Like you're, you know what I mean?
Okay. Punch buggy.
As you pass them.
Yeah. Or punch buggy?
Classic punch buggy.
Oh, man. My brother.
Now, what's the rule on getting hit in the arm?
Would destroy
if you,
my
arm. You have to call it first, otherwise you get hit. No, you have to say no punchbacks?
Yeah, punch buggy, no punchbacks.
I still don't understand how that game works.
It was just.
So let me be. So if I say.
A bully made it up.
If I say punch buggy.
I get to punch you. But if you have to say punchbacks before I punch you.
Wait. Well, then why, if I don't want to get punched, why would I ever say punch buggy?
Because you want to punch somebody else. So I say, okay, look, we're driving.
Yep.
I see a buggy.
Yeah.
A Volkswagen bug.
Yep.
But you're looking the other way. I say, punch buggy, do a punchback. Bam!
And then you hit
me. And then I punch you.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
Okay. I don't.
So basically, a bully made the game up.
Yeah, that's true. So speaking of road games and being on the road,
yeah.
What do you do once you, like, you know, all of a sudden somebody's like, "Dad, I gotta pee."
Mm.
"Mom, I gotta poop."
Yeah.
I mean, well, you got it. What do you? Here's my first question to you.
Yeah.
Do you go restaurant or gas station?
Me personally.
Yeah.
I would rather go to a restaurant or a hotel.
Ooh, hotel usually has a better bathroom.
Walk in and go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Now,
well, let's rank it so far. Okay. You just introduced hotel.
Yeah.
So I'm going to also introduce rest stop. So rank, let me, in order of worst.
Cleanest.
Worst, dirtiest to cleanest, rank the following four. Hotel, rest stop.
Yeah. Like truck stop.
Restaurant.
Yeah.
No, not truck stop. Restaurant. Like a state highway rest stop. Like you stop at the rest area.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rest area.
Okay, sorry. So hotel.
On the sign, it doesn't say rest stop 33 miles.
I understand.
Okay.
So rest area.
Okay.
Restaurant.
Yeah.
Like a McDonald's, Wendy's, whatever, fast food. Hotel.
Yeah.
Or gas station / truck stop.
Okay, I'm going to go with...
What's your rank?
I'm going to go with hotel, rest...
No, you're ranking worst to best.
Oh, worst to best.
What's the worst to the best?
The worst is a truck stop.
Okay.
We said that, right?
Well, this is your ranking.
Is that an option?
Yeah, it is an option.
Okay. So rest stop is worst.
Truck stop.
Truck stop.
Okay.
Yep, truck stop. Okay. Restaurant.
Okay.
Rest area.
Okay.
Hotel. So hotel's the cleanest.
Hotel's premium, yeah.
Hotel is yeah. Premium, clean.
Yeah. You're taking a premium poo.
Yes.
If you go to a hotel.
Yes.
Now, it depends on the hotel.
Well, yeah.
Are you talking motel?
No.
Motel, you go Red Roof Inn, you might get a little red.
No.
Red, you know.
No, I'm talking.
Red roof on the rear end.
Hotel.
You know what I'm saying?
Motel. Okay. Holiday.
You're talking like a Fairfield Inn or a Courtyard or
I'm searching for like a Courtyard Marriott.
Yeah. Something a little nicer.
I'm searching maybe for a Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
Now if I just have to pee, rest area.
Not as big of a deal.
Is great.
Sure.
Because I do a fair bit of driving to some classes and going up 71, 75. Mm-hmm. Those rest stops are really nice.
They are nice. A rest area.
Rest area. You got me confused. Now, I'm going to give you a pro tip here.
Okay.
Always introduce yourself to the person that works there and is cleaning the place.
Okay. What's the tip? Why?
They have the best stories.
Ever. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Ever.
Good conversation.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I can't make this story short, but I'm just going to throw it out there. I think I was approached by an undercover prostitute at a rest area.
Oh, I'm sure that happens all the time.
Like, they were trying to get me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Was it a male or a female?
It was a female.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What made you think they were undercover?
Because...
Normally, beautiful women don't come up to... That's how it is in Vegas, you know what I mean?
It was like a forced dirty look.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And her shoes.
Wait, what do you mean by dirty look? This is getting good.
So like
a little like lip licking the lip sort of thing?
Or? No. Like they made her look dirtier than what she is.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But they forgot about the shoes.
Oh, so they were nice.
She had like nice shoes on.
Yeah.
And then.
Mama want nice shoes, man. What's wrong with that?
And then, so like she passed
me. She may have worked hard for this shoes.
I think this was the thing. So she passed me. I was tired. So I pulled off. I didn't have to go to the bathroom. So I just pulled off. And so I got out of my car, just kind of stretch. And I was sitting in my car, just like on my phone.
Oh, you were John.
And she passed me.
Ah.
Looked at me.
Yeah.
Went into the door like she was going to go to the bathroom. Was in there less than 5 seconds.
Yeah.
No way she went to the bathroom. Came out. And then when she came out, she walked past me. And then I looked up.
Yeah.
And like she barely passed. And then she looked back at me to see if I was looking at her. And she's like, oh, hey, what's up? And I was like, nothing, just, you know, taking a rest. And then she comes over and approaches me. She's like, hey, do you have a cigarette? And I was like, no. And she's like, oh, so how often do you come up here? I was like.
So let's pause for a second. If you're with your family and you're at the rest area and a lady of the night approaches you while you are taking a rest, chances are you don't want to hang out
with
her.
So anyway, yeah. So it was just like, you know, so then she, ended up talking for like 15 minutes. Cause then I was concerned. I was like, well, maybe she's like trying to like actually
escape to get out of the human trafficking ring.
Yes.
And you're the savior.
Because in the rest areas, it says,
oh yeah, it's a huge deal.
That 71 because of Cleveland.
Yes.
And Toledo, I think, is like number one for human trafficking.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
I'm like, oh crap, what do I do?
Yeah.
So then she got into a halfway decent car with an older woman.
Yeah.
So I felt a little more comfortable, and then she drove off.
Yeah.
But anyway, so rest stop. If I have to pee, rest area is cool. But hotel, I'm searching out a hotel.
Hotels at the top. The only thing I would say is sometimes truck stops can actually be pretty nice.
They can. It's rare.
Yeah, but they can be. But to me, like single like gas station where you have to get the weird key.
Oh, with like a 6 foot wooden bat.
The wooden key.
Yeah.
Or the wooden spoon or whatever it is.
No,
go. If you have to get a key and walk out of the gas station to the side door, run because you might be getting a little something that you weren't expecting for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Watch Dumb and Dumber.
Deal with that.
All boy comes in
horrible. So
what's your rank?
Oh, I agree with you.
Okay.
I would agree with you that the worst is gas station.
You know,
like I just talked about.
Yeah.
Truck stop would be maybe slightly better. And then fast food.
Okay.
Is awful, is next on the list, but
yeah.
Maybe a little better than gas station. And then I would go rest area.
Yeah.
And then I would go hotel.
Okay.
But it has to be a Marriott brand or equivalent. It can't be like a Motel 6 or a Red Roof.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. It's funny that all the new commercials and branding for Motel 6 make it sound like it's so good.
Yeah.
They're not at all.
No.
So okay. So we've pooped, we've peed.
Yep.
But guess what?
What's that?
We got to fill our bellies.
Oh man.
So this is crucial.
Yeah.
Especially with younger kids.
Yeah, you're traveling. It's the holidays.
And especially a baby whose mother needs to breastfeed.
Oh yeah.
So we can't do anything about that. But we can choose where we eat.
True.
So let's talk a little bit about your top restaurants that you go to.
Well, we're talking middle America.
Yeah.
We're talking chains.
Yeah, for okay, sure.
So, I mean,
generally speaking, when you were on a road trip or when you were younger, or even now, like, what would be like a go-to? Or are you a snack person?
Well, we do have a snack strategy. My wife has a snack like crate. It's like a basket almost that has like dividers.
Okay.
And she will pre-stock it.
Okay.
With the Ferris family road snacks.
And what are they?
I mean, we're talking Ritz Bits, peanut butter crackers, okay, minis. We're talking Goldfish. Number one, the number one road snack, I'm going to call it right now, combos.
Okay.
I mean, do you disagree? I think America agrees with this.
I'm going to 100% disagree.
Unbelievable.
No.
Are you serious?
You
got cheddar, you got pizza, you got all the flavors, combos. Mm. You get a pretzel, you get a cheese, you get a nice bite. It holds you over.
No.
What's better than a combo on a road trip?
Well, I mean, Skittles, Kit Kat.
No, Skittles is candy. Skittles is like bribery currency for parents.
Well, that's...
It is not a snack.
It is to a snack.
Oh my gosh. It is not a snack.
If I'm going to go...
Combos are almost a meal.
If I'm going to go something crunchy...
Okay.
And I don't care about the calories, I'm going straight up. I'm going with a Snyder's honey mustard pretzel.
Okay. Which is basically a combo.
No.
Or. Yes, it is. It just doesn't have the filling with the cheese.
So it's not a combo.
Well, I'm just saying it's so close to being a combo. It's in the same genre.
Or just the regular Doritos.
Man, those are so messy. You want to be driving with greasy hands and like cheese all over your fingers?
You're not driving.
A combo, the cheese.
Baby wipe.
The cheese is in the middle.
But guess what? All that dusty cheese is on all of the combos. So regardless, you're going to have cheesy stuff on your hands.
Yeah.
Guess what? Your wife or whoever packs baby wipes.
Oh, you got to have baby wipes for the trip for sure.
Okay. So snack wise, this would be my go-to for snack wise. Okay. When I'm on the road, I'm getting me Skittles.
Okay.
I'm getting me Snickers.
Okay.
Okay. Now this isn't like I'm talking.
That's a lot of sugar.
Yeah. It's all good. So Snickers, Skittles.
Yeah.
And I like the tropical Snickers or tropical Skittles.
Oh my gosh. You're insane.
But I like the original too. And then I'm going to go just like a, like the Doritos or just like a baked chip. Not that baked. Kettle, like kettle chip.
Gotcha.
Like super crunchy and salty.
Okay.
Now, if you're able to eat the chip and the Snicker at the same time.
It's a bonus.
It's a bonus because it's sweet and salty.
I got you.
Snack.
Yeah, that's fine.
So let's talk about restaurants.
But real quick though.
Okay.
Kids, the universal choice for kids, Goldfish.
Goldfish, 100%.
I mean, like any kid, no matter what age.
5-pound tub, like milk
they
crate.
They love Goldfish.
Goldfish.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
But if you have to pull over anywhere in America.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it going to be?
There's going to be a Cracker Barrel wherever you go.
There is a Cracker Barrel. And there's going to be a lot of people traveling this holiday. You're listening to this podcast. Maybe you're driving. You're going to go to a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about the pros and the cons.
Of Cracker Barrel?
I got a lot of cons of Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
First con.
Let's start with the pros.
Okay, go ahead.
I think let's start with the pros.
Go ahead.
Let's bring it up. Tear it down.
I mean, there's more cons than there is pros.
Okay, so it's not going to take long.
Go ahead.
When you're waiting, you get to rock on the rocking chair.
I don't know if that's a pro.
That's a pro, for sure. Would you rather stand there, or would you rather wait on a rocking chair?
I mean, it might be cold outside.
So
Then guess what else is happening next to you on the rocking chair? Somebody's sitting there smoking, getting them a good old ciggy going on. Them get the Marlboros, and you got the country music on. And I'm gonna smoke, and I'm gonna talk about Trump and all the good things in America. That's what's happening. That's why it's a con.
It is not.
So give me another pro.
It is not a con.
Okay, what's the other pro?
Rocking chair.
Okay.
Is a pro. Whatever. Right. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Okay. Disagree.
You can get up and go on the other side. Get in your rocking chair.
Okay.
Another pro. Because a lot of times you are waiting some.
Yep.
They got the country store.
Oh, God. That's the biggest con of the whole place. Not only is it a con as in not a pro, but it's a con as in a con artist selling you a bunch of crap you don't need with a bunch of kids running around, like denim embroidered vests that say, dumb stuff that like grandmas only like, horrible toys.
You didn't let me finish.
It's awful.
You didn't let me finish. You jumped in. You didn't let me finish. All right?
All right.
It is a pro because it gives the kids something to do.
No, it makes you buy stuff for them.
But if you're a good parent and your kids listen to you, you say, listen, you're not getting this. And your kids listen.
Yeah.
I'm a perfect parent.
Uh-huh.
My child's perfect. He understands he's not going to get it.
Every time. All right, so those are the cons.
Okay, now.
Those are the pros?
So that's two pros.
Or cons,
however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
Third, the food, it could go either. It's a pro or a con.
So the food
is. This is the issue, is that it will always give you rotten booty.
Here's the thing.
And then you'll have to find a Holiday Inn to poop it.
They say it's home cooking, country cooking.
False. Depending on what state you're in.
It's coming off of the Sysco food truck.
Yeah.
S-Y-S-C-O. Which isn't bad. But that is the food manufacturer, one of the biggest in the country. And if you ever are at a Cracker Barrel, look around back. If you see a semi, it's going to say Sysco Foods.
Yeah.
And all of that home cooking is coming out of some sort of a tin can.
For sure.
And it's just being heated up. So don't let it fool you. It's not bad. But here, I would say I would rather go to a Waffle House.
Okay.
Because here's why. Waffle House isn't...
So you can Waffle eat a Waffle House and have smoke blown in your face?
The Waffle Houses are non-smoking. They're non-smoking.
I don't believe it.
They are. It's just the thing. They are. And here's the thing. You could be on Thanksgiving. You could be traveling on Thanksgiving. No one else is open.
Okay.
No one else is open. Everyone's closed.
Every Chinese restaurant's open.
Except Waffle House, because they're open every day of the year.
But also Chinese restaurants are, too.
Yes.
You could go to a, what's the?
Hibachi Grill.
Hibachi Grill. Yeah. Okay.
So Waffle House, and here's the thing. Waffle House is good. Waffle House isn't trying to be something that it's not. They're not trying to say they're home cooking. They are a greasy spoon diner. That's all they've ever been.
Yeah.
That's all they are. And it's not bad.
Yeah. I saw an article a couple weeks ago that there was a guy who was, he was the only cook in the Waffle House. It was super late. And it was like, most Waffle Houses, they have regulars.
Sure.
So all the regulars were there and they felt bad for the guy. So they got behind the line, were helping him cook.
Yeah. I think I read that too.
Helping him do dishes. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So Waffle House.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
So the other ones, I think you're IHOP.
Okay.
If you get desperate, maybe like an Iron Skillet truck stop.
If you are completely desperate, go to IHOP. I'm calling IHOP out. Kaylin and Jasper went, and
it's gone downhill.
Jasper got apples and caramel.
Oh.
The apples were prepackaged.
Yeah.
Expired by months. The caramel expired by months. It was the worst experience I ever had.
Yeah, IHOP's gone downhill.
For sure.
Ever since they tried to do the burger thing where they make burgers and then they change their logo to the smiley face. I don't know. I don't like it at all. Not one bit. And then, you know, here's the thing. No matter how desperate you are, never buy a hot dog off of a roller.
Gas station hot dogs are the worst.
Never buy anything at a gas station.
No.
Ever.
I'm going to call out one of my old coworkers, Brandy Sears. Sears is her maiden name.
Yeah.
And I actually, she might, no, I don't know. Anyway, I don't know if she's having, I don't know if she's pregnant or not. But anyway, I used to work with her. She would come in with a gas station hot dog in the morning and eat it. In the morning.
Oh my gosh.
I would almost puke. She would come in with a gas station hot dog. Brandy Sears.
Maybe it was a pregnancy thing.
No, I'm saying at the time she wasn't, but she might be now. Yeah, okay. So, Brandy, if you're listening.
That's disgusting.
I want you to give us a message.
All right. So, we got into a little bit of controversy.
Yeah.
And we're family.
Yeah.
We were starting to argue a little bit.
A little bit.
Here's the thing. That's nothing compared to what some of you guys are about to face.
Oh, man.
We like to call this turkey and drama.
Yes.
Turkey and drama. So some of you guys are on your way to Thanksgiving. You're prepping this week. Some of you are just dreading the idea because of who knows what. You've got, maybe you've got a family feud.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some issues going on.
Yeah.
What if there's some family gossip going around? There's some things, you know, those sort of things. So what are your thoughts on that, Jesse? Is there a way? I mean, our family doesn't have too much drama, too much, you know, that sort of things. But what's good advice or from your experience for people that are about to go into the trenches? How do you navigate the holidays and avoid the drama?
Well, I mean, the only way to avoid it is
go to the beach
with just you and your family, or stay in a treehouse with just you and your family. That's the only way to avoid it. How to handle it when it comes up is, regardless, I think you have to do one or two things. Basically just ignore it. So if you're at the family table and somebody's like, "Hey, Shay, what do you think about old Sondland testifying against the whatever," right? Like, don't respond to it.
Yeah.
Ignore it.
Yeah. So what you're saying is, if it starts to go political or religious or whatever it is that maybe you don't agree with, one way to not escalate or to engage is just ignore it and don't participate in the conversation.
Yeah, because regardless of what you say, even if you say we shouldn't be talking about it, that's a reaction to what they're saying.
Yeah.
So it's going to bring something up.
Keep this in mind. Whenever you respond to someone or you participate in a question, you're giving power to that topic, or you're giving, you know, credence to that person.
Yeah.
And so you're letting them know, I want to engage with this.
Yeah.
So that's good advice.
I mean,
so you can just abstain from the conversation. Now, here's the thing. Here's a couple pro tips. All right. You're at the dinner table and Uncle Jed or, Aunt Becky decide they're going to bring up a subject that maybe you don't agree with. All right. So it could be politics, religion, it could be whatever, parenting styles, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. Aunt Becky might say, "I can't believe you let those kids stay up till, 11 o'clock at night on a school night."
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Just leave the room.
Yeah.
Just leave the room. Listen, most houses have more than one room.
Exactly.
A lot of time there's a basement.
Yeah.
You can go outside.
Yeah.
And just leave the room altogether, and you don't have to participate in that conversation. They will know that you don't want to participate in that conversation, and problem solved.
Yep.
What happens if you can't leave the room, Jesse?
If you can't leave the room, then you leave the house.
Man, you're going from leave the room to straight, I am leaving the situation. That seems severe.
Go outside.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And get your coat.
Yeah, some fresh air.
And just go outside.
Okay.
I mean, you're not eating in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
What about this? Change the topic. So, yeah. So let's,
that's obvious.
You could be in a situation, yeah. you know, yeah. and somebody says, you know, something about, you know,
let's role play.
Sure. Let's role All play. Right. Are you going to be, I'll,
so we're eating or are okay. you the protagonist?
You're the protagonist.
Protagonist. Okay.
Or the, you're Uncle Jesse.
I'm Uncle Jesse. Yeah.
You can have whatever point of view you want. I won't agree with it. So let's just try this out.
All right. So
okay, here we go.
We're eating.
Oh, mashed potatoes are pretty good.
Yeah, the mashed potatoes are good, but you know what's not good?
What's that?
It's all that stuff's going on with Trump.
Oh, yeah?
You know they're lying about him.
Well, you know, the thing...
They're lying about Trump.
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite things about Trump is, you know, in New York, in the wintertime, you know, near Trump Tower is that where they do the tree lighting. And so, you know, have you ever been to the tree lighting at Rockefeller Center?
You think I'm going to go to New York?
You just threw me. I thought I was going down the right path. You just threw me. Oh, man. Oh, wow.
It's harder than
changing the subject.
It's hard.
Could be tough.
But it's a good, it's a good avenue.
Wow. Let me try one on you. Let me try one on you. I'll be,
All right, Uncle Brandon.
Cousin Benny. Yeah.
What's up there, Benny? You like them green beans?
Oh, it's pretty good. So I heard the other day that them doctors have been giving out them vaccines. Giving them out for free, you know, and I heard they're causing people to have all sorts of problems.
Oh yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, what vaccines you talking about?
Oh, we're talking about the flu vaccine, the measles and the mumps vaccine. We're talking about the vaccines for all sorts of things. They want to give kids vaccines now for chlamydia.
No way. Well, you know, I don't know much about it, but I do have dessert in the refrigerator. We can go get dessert. You want to help me get some dessert?
Yeah, well, I'm a little concerned what kind of microorganisms are on that dessert.
We have pecans.
Oh, I love pecan pie. Well done. Well done. Hey. You averted the situation there. Could have turned into an anti-vaxxer fight.
That's right.
You never know what's going to happen to Thanksgiving. Yeah. I mean, that's one thing. I mean, like, what are all the things? I mean, you've got issues with Trump and the presidency.
Yeah.
You got the liberals. You got the conservatives, you got the anti-vaxxers, you got the what about, you know, even parenting issues, you know?
100%.
You got the parents who, you know, they believe you have to be on a strict schedule and you have to be at a certain time at a certain place. And then you got the parents who like don't even parent their kids are running around the house like crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I think the general consensus wherever you go, whatever family you have, there's going to be a little bit of
tension,
disagreement. Yeah. And so just be the person that is not going to feed into it.
You know who gets, you know who the easiest person to get worked up is? Uncle Bobby. Dude, I have had so many great back and forths with Uncle Bobby. It's the best.
Let me guess. The first thing
he's the
is
best.
GMOs.
Oh, man. He's going to, he'll fight to the death for the GMO fight. There's no winning that one. Yeah.
I can't wait till then we have him on.
Oh, it's great. He's the best.
Yeah, so I think, I mean, really, really, the best thing is just don't feed into whatever it is, whatever negativity it is, whatever drama it is. Just don't feed into it. And if you feed into it, you're part of the problem.
Wow. You just shut it down right there.
I did.
So what about if you get into a little deeper? Like, what do you, I haven't experienced any of this sort of thing firsthand, but like some families, like there's like deep rooted issues, like affairs, like bad mouthing, like people who like have stolen money or, you know, Uncle, you know, Cedric, you know, told you to invest millions or thousands of dollars in X stock and then it like totally went down, it flopped. Like, have you ever been around that or known anybody or have heard stories about that type of stuff? Like real hardcore stuff.
For sure. I mean, there is, I mean, yes, there is. There's stuff that I think has happened in my family and everybody's family that's not surface level,
yeah,
you know, gossip or surface level whatever.
Is it healthy for that to go ignored? Because I think most families, most likely, it's the elephant in the room. Is that healthy?
No, it's not healthy. But if you genuinely care about, we'll call it the situation or the issue or the deep-rooted problem,
mm-hmm.
if you genuinely care as a person, you have already talked about it with whoever's going to be there.
Yeah.
You don't talk about it during when everybody's there because it's impossible to have a conversation.
Yeah. It's kind of like Switzerland in the moment. Like, is that what you're saying? You're
I don't
saying
know what
like,
that means.
Like, Switzerland's a neutral country, supposedly.
And so, you're bringing up.
No, what I'm saying is that it's the idea is what you're trying to say is that at Thanksgiving, that's not the time to do it. Like, that's when a truce is called.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. It's when Pelé stopped the war
yeah.
with soccer. Pelé is coming yeah. in during Thanksgiving, and we're going to stop right. the war. We're going to stop the gossip. We're going to stop all of that.
Sure.
Like, because if you really do care, you're going to call Uncle Jed.
And have a real conversation.
Aunt Becky, you're going to say, hey, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Say let's scenario. It's a new issue. We're at Thanksgiving. Something happened in the summer.
Yeah.
You should have already talked about it.
You should have. Yeah.
And if you haven't, that's not the time to talk about it because yeah. it's impossible to have an yeah. actual conversation that's back and forth with.
Yeah. It's just too much going on.
With 10 people.
Yeah. So as you're plotting your Thanksgiving strategy, you're mm-hmm. driving there, you're heading there right now. Our advice to you is play it cool. Talk about, you know, catch up on good times. Talk about good memories, old memories, those sort of things.
Yeah.
It is not the time to deal with the hardcore issue. You know, say if you have something with a family member, you know, maybe, you know, if you get a chance to pull them aside, say, hey, you know, today's not the day, but let's catch up.
Yeah.
Let's have a talk. You know, let's, yeah. you know, what are you doing next week? Let's get yep. together. You know, I love you too much for this to be an issue.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that'd exactly. be good. That'd be a good idea. Right.
Yeah. I think that'd be fun. That'd be great.
Here's a question. How old do your kids have to be before you clue them in on the family drama? Or do you at all? Or at some point you kind of, you know, you might say, hey, you know, so, you know, your kid's a teenager or whatever. Hey, you know, you should probably know this thing.
Yeah.
You know, this is why some people might act strange. Is that appropriate? If so, at what age?
For sure.
You know,
depending on the issue.
On the scenario.
Yeah. I mean, if it's,
I'm talking something, you're going to Thanksgiving. Clearly someone's going to be upset.
Yeah.
Everyone knows it.
For sure.
And they're going to be behaving differently than they ever have before. Yeah. Your kids are probably going to pick up on that. At uh-huh. what age is it okay to say, hey, this is kind of what's been going on with uncle or aunt or whoever.
Yeah.
So just know that that's what's going on. Everything's okay. Like, is there an age or is it?
I don't think there's a specific age, but I think if you think that your kid's going to understand.
Yeah.
Like the issue, like, you know, cousin Becky, you know, has a, I don't know, was in jail because she stole something.
Yeah.
And she just got out. And
she stole a gun.
Yeah. And so, like, I mean, somebody that's fairly young, I feel like can understand that.
Like a 5-year-old?
No, not 5.
Okay.
I'm saying probably 10.
Okay. So, like, my son, Nash.
Yeah.
10 years old. Hey, Nash.
Yep.
Just so you know, you might hear some people talking about a gun,
mm-hmm.
and you might hear some people talking about jail with Aunt Becky.
Yeah.
And
this is what happened.
Just know that this is what happened,
yeah.
and we still love Aunt Becky.
Yep.
And we don't want to act any different towards her because she loves you a ton, and she still wants your snuggles and your hugs and all that yeah. sort of stuff. But just know that if you hear some conversations, that's what it's about.
Yeah. Now, if it's creepy, like Uncle Phil.
Oh, yeah.
It's a different story.
It's a different conversation.
Yeah. And it's a whole different conversation.
Yeah.
So, I would say, I mean, it's kind of hard to say, but generally speaking, like, I feel like you can have a fairly adult conversation or serious conversation with kids that are 10, I would say
10 and up.
I would say 10 and up.
Okay.
Yeah. Now,
use your best judgment.
Use your best judgment. But that conversation should be had weeks before.
Yeah.
Not like when you're there.
Yeah.
And I think that should even happen. I know we're only a week out from Thanksgiving.
Right.
But if you're listening to this, which you'll have a few days, try to at least bring it up, not on the actual day.
And you know what a great counterpoint is to the potential turkey and drama?
What?
The attitude of gratitude, my friend.
That is
and that
so
is
true.
A great counterpoint. So be the person at Thanksgiving. Be the family member who starts to vocalize that. You know, maybe it's around the dinner table. You suggest a dinner game where, you know, as everybody's eating, you say, hey, everybody share, you know, what you're grateful for. Share,
yeah.
Share who you're grateful. Or maybe you start with the head of the house. Maybe it's grandma. Say, you know, all the kids, you know, let's all take a turn and say, and grandkids as well, you know, what do you love about grandma and what are you grateful yeah. for, grandpa, whatever sort of thing. That's a great way to kind of like, you know, get the ball rolling, get the conversation positive.
Yeah.
You can definitely be a factor for good by mm-hmm. doing that. I think it's always a great thing. It's a great exercise, you know, expressing yep. that.
And I think you could also, if you decide not to actually do like a get together with your family, I think you could volunteer somewhere.
Yeah. No, that's great.
Yeah. I mean,
pass out turkeys.
Yeah.
Meals. There's different organizations yeah. that do that.
Like a local.
Shut-ins.
Like,
they help shut-ins with meals yeah. and stuff.
Local like kitchen pantry thing.
Soup kitchen.
Yeah. Soup kitchen.
All right.
I think that's cool to show your kids.
Yeah.
You know, that you can help other people.
Give back.
And give back.
What are you grateful for, Jesse? In this holiday season of gratitude, if you take a minute, what do you, if you think about, you know, maybe it's one, maybe it's three things, whatever, but what are the things that are on the top of your, man, I'm really grateful for this.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're all going to kind of sound cliche, but I am super thankful for my wife and how hard she works and how much she puts her students in front of her own health. So what I mean by that is that I'm grateful that she is able to help and spread love for all of those girls that she teaches.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for my son, who is 15 years old, doing well. Last couple of years were a little rough, so he's doing really well. And that all three of us are in good health.
Yeah.
And super grateful that I have found a career that I love.
Yeah.
And I love going to every day. It's not like I look forward to Friday and
sure.
look forward to the weekend.
Right, right.
Because I think if that's all you're looking forward to
yeah.
is Friday and not working on
right.
Saturday, then you're doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm grateful for my mom, for my dad. They're in great health.
Yeah.
My brother and sisters, you know. I'm grateful for you.
Man.
This podcast.
Made the list.
That a lot of self-reflection has come upon.
It has been, yeah, a journey. It's interesting.
This. So You know, and then, you know, the simple things of we have a condo.
Yeah.
We have heat. We have TV. Like, I'm grateful for their, for a lot of things.
That's good.
How about you, my man?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, not that they're not as high on the list, but I you know, you got the blanket gratitudes of yeah. like, you know, everyone loves their family and that whole sort mm-hmm. of thing. Of course, you know, my immediate family, we're a pretty tight knit little unit. So grateful to have those, characters in my life. Me and Nash are pretty tight. We game about every night. We try to get some victories in whatever game we're playing. I think that one of the things I'm grateful for is the freedom that I have with my job.
Yeah.
So I mean that on multiple levels. So as an owner of my company, minority owner of my company, my other partners grant me a lot of freedom to do things and kind of run things the way that that I think is best, and I get a lot of creative freedom, mm-hmm. and I get a lot of freedom with sort of my time and how I do things, and so it allows me to do things like this podcast. It allows yeah. me to explore other expressions like music and create, you know, original music, and that's probably a really on the top of my list of like values, because if I'm not making something, if I'm not creating something, I start to get like depressed.
Yeah.
And so if I don't have a project, like my mood will change.
Yeah.
So I'm really grateful for that sort of stuff. And I think, you know, I think that one of the things that, you know, we often don't think about are just the peripheral people in our lives. You know, mm-hmm. it's, you know, of course we're grateful for our wives and our kids and those sort of things.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I've really come to appreciate are like the people in my immediate sphere of influence. Mm-hmm. You know? So like we have a really active neighborhood that gets together on the weekends, and we have potlucks for football games, and we just had a Friendsgiving, and we had cooked a turkey, and then the people I work with, you know, when you can work somewhere, and you experience some of this, when you can work somewhere where like the line is blurred between like friend and like colleague,
mm-hmm.
it's just, I think it's a really special sort of place. I know a lot of people that go to work and they just sort of clock in, they clock out, and
yeah.
they like see people that work there, or they're in a cube next to somebody, but they know nothing about them. They don't really care about them, and they're just getting ready to clock out to go home. To whereas like everybody that I work with, like we've, you know, attended people's weddings, and like we know their stories, and like we're kind of, you know, I don't know, we're all growing together to become better, yeah. better people.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. So I think that would be my current gratitude call out.
I like it. So just a quick exercise. Yeah. If you're listening, maybe you're on the road.
Yep.
Just ask each other what you're grateful for.
Yeah, that would be an awesome road game.
And if you're not on the road, you're just listening to this, maybe before you go to your Thanksgiving Day dinner.
Yeah.
Or if you're just staying at home, just have a quick little powwow and ask each other what you're grateful for.
Or if it's just you, get out a journal.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're a single parent, maybe you're alone for the holidays somewhere, maybe you had to travel for the holidays. Unfortunate, you know, but maybe you're at a hotel somewhere. Get out a journal or you know, text somebody and tell them that, you know, you're grateful. Or make a phone call, you know, to somebody who's out of town.
I like that. Just reach out to somebody and tell them that you're grateful for them.
Yeah.
Thankful for them. I like that.
Man, that's good. That's good. We got redeemed from the turkey and drama. I was getting a little dark there for a second. So man, I've been having a lot of fun. This is a great special episode. So as everyone who, if you've been following the show, you'll know that season one ended last week. We had mm-hmm. 12 episodes in season one. And so what you can expect is not that we're going to disappear. We are not going to disappear. We are going to bring you special episodes like this special Thanksgiving episode.
Yep.
There's going to be a special Christmas episode.
Yep.
There's going to be a special New Year's episode. Season two will come to you in March.
Okay.
So we're working on shows right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a whole list of shows. It's going to be really exciting. Season two will start in March, but we just created something new tonight.
We did.
And we don't want to go dark completely. We don't want Pops Couture to just stop. I guarantee you every single week there'll be something to download.
Yes.
So, Jesse, introduce people to a new concept we have, a new segment that we'll be posting during the off season of Pops Couture.
So I don't know if this is going to be an official name.
Yep.
Because we just came up with it about an hour ago.
It's in beta mode.
It's in beta mode.
Beta.
But I think we might call it Pop Quiz.
That's right. Pops Quiz.
So, a quick premise.
Yeah.
It might not go exactly like this, but we want to tease. We want to tease the general premise.
Yes.
Is that okay to do this?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Of course.
So we are going to come up with 3 to 5 questions that are
relevant
to parents. And we are going to call these people, moms, dads, grandparents. If you're a parent, we might call you.
Yeah, and by call, we mean like kind of like a prank call.
Kind of
like we are going to spontaneously call people into the show.
Yes.
And get them to take the Pops Quiz.
Take the Pops Quiz. Now, this Pops Quiz is going to be timed. So these short quizzes are only going to be about 5 to maybe 6, 7 minutes, maybe even shorter than that.
Yeah. But this is going to be fun content for you to stay in touch with the show and me and Jesse here. And we're going to make sure that it's, you know, keeping you in the loop. It's going to be a ton of fun. And you're going to get to hear what other parents think about topics you care about.
Not just us.
Not just us.
And what about this? What if you want us to call you? They could DM us?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. If you are willing to participate in Pop's Quiz, you need to go ahead and DM us. And you can do that how?
On Instagram, and Instagram, also Facebook, you would find us at Pops Couture Podcast, POPSCOUTUREPODCAST.
So go to at Pops Couture Podcast on Instagram.
Yep.
DM us with the direct message.
Yep.
And let us know, hey, I'd love to take the Pops Quiz.
Yep.
We'll make sure you're on our list.
Yep. And leave us your number, obviously, so we can call you.
Absolutely.
And then we'll schedule that with you.
Yeah.
And then also, you could even message us on Twitter if you want.
Absolutely. On Twitter, it's slightly different. We are at Pops Couture on Twitter, not Pops Couture Podcast. So follow us on Twitter. We always tweet out the shows and what's new and what's going on.
Yep.
So with that said, we have exciting an opportunity for you guys. You may have noticed in our store, if you go to popscouture.com, we have the new Pops Couture iconic t-shirts.
Yes.
They're in black, they're in white. We will be giving away a t-shirt this month. The month starting this show throughout the month of December, we're going to be giving away a Pops Couture t-shirt. In order to enter to win, you must go to iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
You need to rate our show,
mm-hmm.
review,
yep,
and follow us.
Yeah.
Rate and review, and we will enter. Yeah, you want to share. You want to make sure you share, and we will enter your username on iTunes. So whatever you put it for your username, we will enter that in for the show, and then we will actually DM us when you do that. Go ahead and DM us so we verify and we know, so we make sure we can get it to you.
Yeah.
And then at the end of December, we will randomly draw a name and then get with you and send you a Pops Couture t-shirt.
End of December. So they have all of November, the rest of November.
Well, November's almost over.
Yeah. And then they have all of December.
Yes. to, it's like our gift to them. Yeah. It's a Christmas present for them.
So let's make rate, sure they know review, the requirements.
Rate, review, share.
Okay.
Subscribe.
And that's on Apple Podcasts.
Yep.
So if you do it on Spotify, if you do it on Stitcher, if you do it, that's awesome. But also do it on Apple Podcasts because that's what we're going to look at.
Yes.
Now, is there any requirement for Instagram?
No.
Okay.
We'll do another competition for Instagram.
Okay.
But this one is all about rating and reviewing on iTunes.
And also sharing.
Yes.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So check all that stuff out. And that's it, guys. It's been a lot of fun. And we wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Grateful Thanksgiving. Yeah, happy, grateful Thanksgiving. And don't forget, we are going to be publishing on social media our first Pops Couture hot single, dropping the Thanksgiving song featuring Jesse Gray on the mic. It's going to be hot. It's going to be the tune that you want. And make sure that you share with every parent you know that Pops Couture is the podcast for you. Once again, we talk all things dad, all things rad.
Yep.
And as we say on this podcast, my friend,
parenting never goes out of style.
Peace.
Peace.